fuck my stupid son. I ain't playing. And fuck that child support. I ain't paying. The only thing I'm giving him is trauma. He worthless as fuck, just like his mama. The only role I'll play in his life is neglect. Leave that nigga fatherless, and I'm on to the next. And I ain't looking back when I leave, unless that nigga make it to the league. Swish.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is a Trucker's Mind podcast out of California. I'm currently at work, so if you hear a bunch of shit in the background, it's the truck. Anyways, man, shout out to you guys for being the elder statesman in that space. I just wanted to give you guys some love. I'm listening to episode 496. One of the guys on there is talking about how he likes hairy vagina. I totally disagree, man. I do not want a whole afro in my mouth while I'm trying to eat the pussy. I do not want to be licking Julius Irving's afro while I'm trying to have sex. It's not going to work. Anyway, great job. Keep going. Keep doing your thing, man, and God bless you guys. Later.
What's up, NappyAfro.com? AfroCast. King Jern, Queen Jern. Enjoy seeing the black love every week. This is CG24. Y'all just deal. Y'all keep up the good work.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. damn, I hit the mic on that one. Ravishing Rick. Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you podcasters celebrating 300 episodes. All you podcasters goddamn dropping all these trailers for your next season. And all you podcasters that taking breaks between weeks. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on them all. And like again, people, if you are listening to our show on anything, I don't give a fuck what it is, give us a rating. We just want to know what we trying to see something over here, trying to see something. So don't forget to give us them ratings. We also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. We'll play it on the show. If you got a question for the nation, call the voicemail. If you want to ask us anything, you got to call the voicemail. I would rather you call the voicemail so we can play it on the show and then we can answer your question. Like somebody asked a question this week. They said, how does it feel to have Queen Germ as the star of the show and I'm the sidekick? And I said, I don't give a shit. Because as long as the team wins, the team wins. So if Queen Germ scored 30 and we win, guess what? We win. So it really don't fucking matter. So all y'all motherfuckers out there that's calling her the star of the show, that's okay with me. Doesn't bother me at all. Because I know what I bring to the team. I could be Tristan Thompson. I could be Kyrie Irving. I could be Klay Thompson. I could be Scottie Pippen. But hey, without those people, the team don't win. Just remember that.
Okay.
Just remember that.
Remember that.
So, we also have a Patreon that you join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes, exclusive content, and get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. You know, we had a drive for 23. We said we wanted 23 Patreons in 2 weeks. So let's see how close we're getting to that number 23. So we got CG24, my guy. We got Jay Williams, my nigga. We got Joshua M. Shout out to him. And then we also had, I'm going to say Devon. So shout out to Devon, Joshua, my nigga Jay Will, CG24 for becoming Patreons. And you could be just like them by becoming a Patreon. Go to nappyafro.club. Find a tier that's comfortable for your liking. And do something. Now, if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us in your story, tag us in the story, and you might get shouted out. I was out of town last week. I ain't gonna lie. So I ain't see none of the motherfuckers. I'm gonna be real with y'all. A couple of y'all did it, but I ain't see the motherfuckers because I was out of town. So, hey, maybe next week.
Maybe next
week. I bring the shout outs back. But that's all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, I got to ask you, how was your week?
Oh, my week was a roller coaster, but it was more good than it was bad. Whew. Yeah. Had a good time in Jamaica. Had a good time in the Cayman Islands. I enjoyed myself on a cruise until it was time to come back. But,
had to come back to reality.
Had to come back to reality. And then had to come back and had to work hard to come back.
Hey, listen. Hey, the devil was busy. The devil was fucking busy. Just to give y'all a short synopsis, we live in the state of Florida. And we was flying out of Miami on Delta. Now, Delta, for some strange reason, was going to fly us from Miami to Atlanta back to Florida. I know that doesn't make sense, people. Doesn't make sense at all. Why wouldn't you go from Miami to the Capitol? That should be a direct flight from Miami to the Capitol. I mean, we have people that move from South Florida to the Capitol every day. It's the fucking Capitol. We got congressmen, legislature, all kinds of bullshit, right?
Correct.
So there's no direct flight on Delta. Now, if we flew American, yeah, no problem. But who wants to fly American?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Who wants to do that? So going home, you know what I'm saying? What day was that we was coming home?
Saturday.
We had a flight for 12 o'clock. We get to the airport. Plenty time. 9 o'clock maybe. We were there. 12 o'clock come, no flight. There's another flight about 1 something. No flight. So then the lady said, "Look, man, you're not getting out of here today. I'm just gonna be honest with you. She rerouted our tickets from West Palm to
Miami to West Palm.
Yeah, from Miami to West Palm to Atlanta. So we end up getting on this little train that takes you from Miami all the way up to West Palm. Now that's less than $5, you can't beat it. So all y'all people that live in South Florida, that right there, that little Metro Rail or whatever it's called, a Trail Rail, or I don't know what the fuck that shit called. That shit is an amazing resource to have.
Yeah.
You can ride from you
for $5.
You done went from Dade County all the way to Palm Beach County. For $5, you can park your car at one of these little stations, get on that, ride to work every day, come back home, hop in your car, and not put no miles on your motherfucking car. Amazing. You can work in a whole nother county as long as you got time now, because it took about 2 hours, right? Yeah. So anyway, fast forward, we get to Palm Beach, didn't make that first flight. Second flight, didn't make it. Third flight, didn't make it. Get down to the last flight of the day. This is the last flight. They thought they had more flights going out. They said, oh, shit, this is the last one going to Atlanta for the day. We on standby. We like 16th in line. They got 4 to 6 seats. I said, we ain't getting on this one. We ain't getting on this one. So we make an executive decision. We hop on the motherfucking bus. Now, you know, hey, listen, nigga ain't rode.
This is the day before Easter now.
Mm. Day before Easter. Yeah, I wouldn't even think out the dates because once we was out, I forgot what day it was. So we ride a bus back from West Palm Beach all the way to Tallahassee. Now, mind you, I ain't no bougie ass nigga. I done had to ride a bus before. So, you know, I ain't rode it in a long time. Probably last time I rode a bus was 2003. So it's been 20 motherfucking years since I rode on a motherfucking bus. This one over here, probably her first time. You know what I'm saying? Probably her first time. So.
And probably my last. And probably my last.
Hey, you got to be a certain type of nigga to like riding on the buses because it's
that
just.
That shit is uncomfortable.
I mean, you don't have to drive, but it's just the comfort of it. It's just not. It's uncomfortable. Like the seats don't go back far enough. And I get it.
I mean, the shit is hard. It was too much. The damn bus driver. Had the air on cold.
On brick. That nigga had that shit on brick.
He was, I don't know what the fuck he was wearing, but clearly he had to have on a jacket and some thick layers of clothing. You blowing a dude like that, brother?
I mean, that shit.
And I asked you to turn it down, and you still, like, it went down for a little while, maybe 10 minutes. And then
that motherfucker turned that shit right back up again. I mean, that wind, I mean, it was cold as a motherfucker.
It was whipping.
I was sitting there like, you know, mind you, like we said, we hadn't prepared for it now. If we knew it was going to be on there, nigga might have had a whole fucking sweatsuit on, a blanket, goddamn toboggan, all that shit. You know, earmuffs,
you damn pillow,
Scully. Like, yeah, it was just we didn't know we was going to be there. But we ended up getting home, and that was just like
2-something in the morning on Easter.
About 3.
Sunday, 3 o'clock, whatever. It was a lot. It was a lot.
It tested
my faith. It tested my faith. I was like, Lord have mercy. And then it was like, I broke down for a minute because I was just like, this can't be real. This can't be my life. I don't know what I did to deserve this, but I apologize to the universe, to God, and I just need to get some better direction because clearly this is not something I can repeat. Like, and it about broke me. I ain't even going
to
lie.
Y'all should have seen Queen Jern, y'all. I'm sitting up there trying to be calm.
You wasn't. You was being an asshole.
No, I wasn't. Yes, I was sitting there because I was just like, man, she acting like this, but we going home.
Why are you catching a tantrum? Nigga, I'm not a kid. I don't have to catch no tantrum. I'm not in the middle of the aisle crying and kicking and shit. I said, if I was catching a tantrum, I'd be slapping these people shit around in this bus. But what was I doing? I was sitting there. I was breathing heavily. And I was looking out the window trying to calm my nerves. And I couldn't do nothing. Mm. It was just like, it was a horrible situation to be in, and I was in it. Yeah, and it's like,
I was too.
8 hours got to go by before I even get close to home. And this is not okay.
Damn.
I am tired. My body is hurting. I don't want to be here. If we were going to ride the bus, hell, we was up early enough. We could have rode the bus at 9 o'clock that morning, and we would have been home. We would have been home.
We thought we was going to be flying, though.
We did.
So that's you know, we thought we was going to be flying. So, look, I'm just going to tell y'all straight up, man. Listen, the standby shit is cheap, but it's a motherfucking gamble. I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't. You can't be pressed to be nowhere if you don't standby.
If you ain't on that first flight early in the morning, like that 6 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? You got to be on that first one. Because that's the only way you guarantee, you not even guarantee you're most likely to get a seat because a lot of people don't like that early flight.
Yeah.
So that early first flight, that's the one you want to be on. Now,
and I did get bumped in the first class on the way going.
Yeah, because we had an adventure on the way down there. We got stuck in Atlanta, couldn't get to Miami. Yeah. So it was crazy, man. But
I'm one and done on the buddy pass, though.
Yeah, man.
I can't even say that because I used it the last time and I didn't have no problem. I mean, I think I might have got bumped once, but it didn't delay my overall trip.
Yeah, so you got down there, made it the moon boom. Like,
But this shit right here, woo!
It was a trip. It was the time of year we went and everything.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Sure it was the time was just, of year we went.
Because we had a slew of cancellations on that day because of the weather. Like, it was just fucked up. It was on the news and everything. And I was like, God damn, we had to be traveling on the cancellation day. Like, this is wild. So, another adventure for us. Let's go ahead and get to the show, man. Well, since we already started talking about it, let's go ahead and recap your vacation, Queen Jane. Would you like to recap it, or do you want to keep what happened, you know, on the on the hush hush or whatever. Like, I on mean, the need I had to know
a, like
basis.
I said, I had a good time. I enjoyed every single day. I had fun in the casino. I had fun at the club. I ate good. I danced. I partied. I hung out with my sister, some of her co-workers. Of course, me and King Germ were together. I think that might have been the best part of the trip was the fact that I actually had this nigga to myself and he wasn't on his motherfucking phone.
I be conducting business.
Like I said, on his motherfucking phone. So therefore, he was able to talk to me at least a little bit. We had fun. We cut up, you know, for old time's sake. It was definitely a much needed trip. So
yeah,
I did enjoy myself with that.
Okay, that's what's up. Me, myself, I had a great time. Jamaica was lit. It was very chaotic, but I thrive in chaos.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't think you do, sir.
I thrive in chaos. Like, I'm cool in
with nigga shit. But not
that's chaos.
Shit.
That's chaos, nigga shit.
No, I'm talking about, yeah, but you wasn't thriving with that bus situation because you were not being very accommodating.
I was being very calm. I was trying to be the calm one. Well, okay. I tell you, both of us can't be turned up. One of us got
to
be turned down.
I didn't need
down.
You to be turned up. I wanted you to be more concerned about consoling me. You
I didn't was. Want
to console
I was trying
me. You
to.
Basically was like, shut up. You need to realize that you got to take a bad situation and turn it into something good, like our ancestors did. Nigga, I don't want to hear nothing about that. I want you to understand that right now in this moment,
yes.
I'm pissed the fuck
and
off.
I was like, it's
going
to be okay,
been,
baby. We're
like,
going home.
Okay with the fact that I was upset, yes. And you just reassure me that we're going to be fine.
I did.
And you should have
I said,
we're
on our way home, babe. Just
but
know.
But you continue to insert in there how I should have changed my demeanor.
I was like,
that
hey.
Was not up for grabs. What you should have just said, I am here for you, regardless of what level of emotions you have to experience at this time, I want you to know that you have my shoulder to lean on. You have me to depend on.
I was saying
but what
that.
Did you do? You got up and left me in the seat by myself.
No.
And sat someplace else so
I
that
said,
you
right
could
behind
be
you. So,
able to stretch out and do whatever you want to do and play on your phone so that you could be comfortable. You want to try to say you want to give me comfort? I didn't need comfort. I was trying to sit by you, but that's not what you wanted to do.
No. Again, my back got to cutting up, and I had to stretch out. So I sat right behind you to give you room to stretch out, and then I could stretch out. My back was hurting, man. You know my back was fucked up, man. Come on now. But as far as Jamaica, few things about Jamaica. You can smoke weed anywhere. It's like you can smoke, like we smoke cigarettes and shit in America. You can smoke weed like that in Jamaica. Shit is fucking lit. So you can just walk down the street, puffing. We get there, and I hadn't smoked nothing since we left. And we had a chaotic way to get there, and it's like Wednesday. We get to Jamaica on Wednesday. So I'm going to the B-line.
That's all he focused
I'm focused. On. I was just like, listen, I woke up early that morning waiting to dock. Waiting. I was just like, listen.
To get his ass out there.
Listen, I ain't smoke. I got to smoke. So first, I'm walking down the street. I got directions on where the dispensary is. I'm going. So on the way, all the little vendors and people selling shit, they haggle you, hassle you. Like if you're from New York, Atlanta, big city, you used to this kind of haggling. You know what I'm saying? But this shit was like everybody selling a mother everything. Like everybody
selling something.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you trying to sell you to take you somewhere, get you body merch, look at this shit. Anything, buy any little stupid motherfucking coffee bean necklaces that you made out of fishing line and alleged coffee beans. I don't know. It could be just regular wood. I don't know. This nigga could have a whole box of these shits and put them together himself. But anyway, another story about that guy. So we run into this guy named Dennis. Dennis is a taxi driver is what he tell us, but he ain't had no motherfucking taxi. This nigga on foot. So I guess his feet is the fucking taxi. So Dennis get to talking his game up. Yes, yes. I said, look, man, I'm going to dispensary. I know what dispensary is. I'll take you there. So I'm like, no, I already know where it is. You know what I'm saying? So he taking me to a dispensary, not the one I was going to go to, but I'm glad I did because when we get there, we walk in, they only had like four strands in that motherfucker. In Jamaica, they want you to smell their weave for some reason. Smell don't mean nothing. I don't understand. Listen, nigga, smell don't mean nothing to me. I get it. Hey, smell it. No, nigga, like, you just pulled this shit out your fucking hat. Nigga, I don't want to smell it. It's sweaty. Like, nigga, I don't know where you pulled this bag from right now. You talking about some smell it. I'm cool, man.
I could be dead in 13 seconds.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. So, anyway, We go into this little place. Nigga, I asked him how much his bag was. He was like, 700. And I was like, whoa.
I said, yeah, you better put that back.
Nigga's like, no, Jamaican, $7 your money. Oh, shit, $7?
We can do that.
Yes. Well, let me get that. Give me a gram of that real quick. Pack of blunts. And
the pack of blunts was $10. Oh,
look, because when I get back, I'm sitting there rolled up, I'm sitting there smoking. I go in my pocket, look at the change, and said, motherfucker, gave me $3 back. And I was just like, 7 + 1 = 8. You know what I'm saying? Because the pack said 99 cents on that motherfucker. So I was really about to ask, like, hey, man. I'm like,
don't do it.
She's like, just let it go or whatever. And I was like, damn. Then when I went back to the place, because they, you know, you could sit there and smoke and chill. Like, I was kind of comfortable there. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, we leave there after I smoke, because I had to smoke to get my nerves right. I'm glad I did. Because once we left there and walked up that street, man, it was like walking through a used car lot. And all the car salesmen on the street were aggressive. I mean, everybody just trying to get you to come. Look. Then it got kind of, you know, sketchy because we was walking a little too deep in the motherfucking place. And, you know, that dude that walked up on us and had no shirt, no shoes or nothing, he was looking all crazy. He was, like, asking for money. Look, nigga, let's turn around, Queen Jerome. We didn't went a little too far. Let's go on head back. So then we walking back because we wanted to get something to eat. Forgot about the damn time difference. We up there looking for goddamn oxtails and shit, cocoa bread, beef patties and shit. It's 10 in the morning. Them niggas eating breakfast. I don't know what a Jamaican breakfast consists of. We should have found out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. we couldn't find out because by the time we walked up in there, they were closing for breakfast. They were closing,
yeah.
And they were changing over to start preparing for the lunch. So we just came up at the bad time.
And then, we went into this little fucking store and the motherfucker was like, you got to leave your bag up front. I'm not finna do that.
Like, I don't even know you.
Yes, nigga, I'm not leaving my shit up here, nigga. Like, nah, y'all, I won't shop in there, nigga. Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah. I said, nah, that's all right. You ain't got to do that. And then it was just, then I went to another dispensary because, you know, that's just what I do.
You got to check it out.
Got to see it to the end, my boy. And you know what I'm saying? So walking this dispensary, they got the little nice menu board up. You know, and it's a nice, you know, real deal dispensary. She like only kind of pre-roll she got is. I bought some Amnesia OG. And then I bought some mushrooms. I was like, fuck it. I'm in Jamaica. Fuck it. They said I'm at a dispensary. These shits are legit. You know what I'm saying? So I asked the woman, you know, for directions because I ain't never did no shit like that. I ain't never did no real drugs. You know what I'm saying? So that was my first time doing some real drugs. And bought them shits, got back to the other place, bought some more weed, sat out there and smoked, because that's how I'm going to smoke all this shit before we go back to this motherfucking boat. So smoked all my fucking weed. Ate these motherfucking mushrooms. Now, I thought mushrooms would taste pretty bad, but it tastes like stale potato chips. You know what I'm saying? That's what it tastes like. So I ate these motherfucking mushrooms. Asked the dude how long it take to kick in. He was like, about 30, 45 minutes. So in about 30 minutes, I started feeling funny. So I was like, yeah, it's about time to walk back because I don't want to be out here in the sun and I just start kirking out. So we,
what he said. He said, go someplace safe.
Yep. So I went back to the boat, you know what I'm saying? And I said, I had the munchies because I smoked all that weed. And I was like, let me eat something. So I ate that motherfucking burger, nigga. Straight up, listen. Guy's Burger Joint on the Carnival Cruise Line, listen. That is legit.
Guy Fieri got
something with that burger, nigga. Like, the burger good, plain, nigga. And then we put your whatever kind of toppings you want to put on it. I mean, I ain't know he had 4 different burgers up there you could ask for. Because I was seeing motherfuckers. I was like, damn, you get bacon and all that shit on there? Like, damn, I ain't know that. You know what I'm saying? Till like, it was too late.
Last day.
It was too late. I'm finding out all the goddamn secrets late. So anyway, eat this fucking burger. And next thing I know, I just started hearing, like, sounds. And it's like my audio sensory was overloaded because I kept hearing this drilling noise. Now, did you hear that drilling noise?
I don't think so.
See? I knew it was me because the drilling noise was just so loud. And I was just like, I cannot. How? And then people was watching the movie. So I was like, how can they watch this movie with their drilling noise going on? So the drilling noise was going crazy. Then music started fucking with me. I stopped listening. The music stopped playing. I just was hearing words. And then so I say, look, man, I need to go to this room before I go crazy, jump over the ledge or something. You know, I need to be somewhere safe in case I start going crazy. So go back to the room. I lay down on the bed. First of all, I just go in the room and just pull my fucking clothes off. I'm sitting there in my drawers and I'm just laying on the bed like the damn Air Jordan sign, nigga, just stretched out on the motherfucking bed. And I look over at the TV and Prince is on the TV. And when I look at Prince, he has this pink and purple aura around him.
He's glowing.
Glowing.
Okay.
He's glowing like that little Jesus statue or whatever with the little light around him.
Uh-huh.
It was like that. And I was just like, I see what people see in Prince now. Maybe he's not this overrated guy. But anyway, That shit was a motherfucking trip. So shout out to all y'all niggas that do shrooms, bro. I only did a gram, so niggas talking about, oh, you supposed to do 3.5. 3.5?
Like, you trying to be fucked up.
Nigga, what? That had you? Nigga, oh, ain't no fucking way. But I, you know, will try again. If I ever go to Jamaica again, I will try them again because, you know, that's just something I can only do out of town. I'm a responsible adult in town. I cannot be out here like that on that shit. So, but I had a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to bore y'all with my trip.
But I mean, it was definitely a quality buzz.
Yeah.
And then my ginger beer. I love those things.
Yes, I was drinking Ting like a mug. See, over here in America, they pimp us with these little bottles of Ting. Over there, they got 20-ounce bottles. Nigga, I was just like, nigga, these niggas get, it's the real deal. And so, yeah, but shout out to Jamaica, man. Ocho Rios, Eight Rivers, had a good time, man.
Yes.
Cayman Islands, man, they ain't got no motherfucker. The police ain't got no guns over there, man. You know, the criminal American in me was just looking how, like, we could just go down there and take over that motherfucker. Like,
but the food was good. We did get some food on the beach.
Oh, yeah. We did go to the beach in the Cayman. But Queen Jern got in the water. You know, I don't do beach water. I don't do, you know, I don't do that.
And I was cute, too.
Yeah. I sat there under the damn umbrella, drank a rum punch, and fell asleep a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
And I brought back food, and I was buying everything. I was drinking damn Jamaican beers.
Queen Jern bought a real beer. I said, what the fuck? You buying a beer? You don't even drink beer. She was just like, I just want... I was like, that's beer. You know that, right? Like, that's beer. Like, beer don't taste like liquor.
It don't taste good at all. But I wanted to take a picture with my can, and I did that, and the beer tastes like any other beer I had, so it wasn't good.
Yeah, man. So, you know. But we had a good time, man. That's our vacation recap, man. Let's get into the real show. Start out how we normally start it. And that is, what's on the timeline? What's on the timelines? We talk about that subject that's dominating your timeline. The one that everybody's talking about. And this week, it's the Freaknik documentary Hulu got coming out. Now, Queen Germ, you know about Freaknik. Freaknik was the event that came out every April. I think it might have been its third weekend in April. Ran from about 80 to about 90, 80 something to about 90, about 97, 98 was probably like the end of Freaknik.
Yeah.
And it was just like a big ass party all over the city of Atlanta. Everywhere. It wasn't no centralized location. It was everywhere. Did you get to attend Freaknik any?
Never did.
Good, good, good. So you have nothing to worry about.
I don't have a thing to worry about.
It's a lot of people 45 and up that's worried right now.
Yeah.
That this documentary gonna come out.
And they ass gonna be out.
And somebody gonna be on it. Now listen, it's on Hulu, so you ain't gotta worry about no nakedness. But you might see some blurred out, you know, pictures of your auntie, your mama, your grandma, you know, say your daddy, your uncles and shit doing wild shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all you old niggas that went to Freaknik like a whole couple years, like 12 Cal, I know he's worried. 12 Cal is worried. He's a popular guy. The Miak back is what they call him.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? I know 12 Cal's on somebody's Freaknik video enjoying the festivities.
Hey.
Eclectic. But good thing we don't know what eclectic look like because, hey.
Charge it to the game. The people got to understand, like, those things happened a long time ago. That ain't me. That ain't me no more.
But still, we us old people always talking shit to the young kids about, y'all film everything. Well, now, nigga, we was filming back then, too. Nigga, they got a whole documentary coming out about this shit. So, it's going to be some exposing going on. And
well, hopefully everybody who need to be saved,
because it's some wild Freaknik pictures recirculating online.
Hey, I'm glad all I did was the players ball in Statesboro.
Hey, they might do a documentary about that one day.
Hey,
who knows?
And you might see me on there.
Hey, I'm glad.
Post it up.
Yep, I'm glad. I don't have nothing to worry about. I was lame as hell. I'm the king of the lame, so.
You lie.
I wasn't doing
nothing. You was out, nigga. I know you was out.
I wasn't outside then, nigga. I was not out. I was not off the porch yet.
Oh, you was.
No.
I can tell you was.
Mm-mm.
You was out there hoeing big time by then.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
I was lame as hell.
Playing around with them niggas in Atlanta.
I was lame as hell.
In this place and that place. Oh, I know about you.
I was lame as a motherfucker.
I'm glad we didn't cross paths before we did.
Man. I was lame as hell. You wouldn't even like me. I was over there reading a book and shit, man. I was at Freaknik with reading a book.
That's a lie.
Yes. I had the book. It was called Moby Dick.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I was reading that book because I was just trying to, you know, get by and everything. Just making time go by. So I'm sitting here and read, man. They out here partying and shit. I'm going to sit here and read.
And you know nobody believes that, right?
I'm just telling you. It happened. I was there. I was reading.
Okay.
I was not in the festivities, man. I was lame as hell.
Freak Nick ain't got nothing for me. Now, maybe my sister. I think she made it there a couple of times. But I never got a chance to go.
She in the age range. I'm telling you. Everybody that went that's in the age range is shaking in their boots. They got their deep, dark secrets. You don't know what kind of footage they got. Who they sent in. You don't know what's going on. So, it's going to be interesting. They better be glad it's only on Hulu. Because if it was somewhere else, like HBO, oh, man. Amazon Prime.
It would have been a done deal.
Done deal. They would have been like, yo, man, this shit going to be wild. So I can't wait to watch it. I'm going to watch it just for the remembering, you know, just see how it was. How old Atlanta, as they call it. You know what I'm saying? How it used to be before it became this place that it is now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have you look at Atlanta. That's the place I'm talking about. Have you look at it. However, it ain't old Atlanta. Old Atlanta was something special. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, man. Old Atlanta was special, bro. Just the whole vibe of it and everything before Atlanta became like this big ass LA or something of the South. You know what I'm saying? Before it was the LA of the South. You know what I'm saying? It was special. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You used to enjoy going to Atlanta. You're like, man, Atlanta's the shit. That's where everybody wanted to move there because it was just so great. And then too many motherfuckers moved to Atlanta.
I'm they can.
You motherfuckers think they can start their life over in Atlanta. That's not the place to start your life over. God damn, it's hard.
Should have
whooped your fucking ass trying to start your life over in Atlanta, man. But shout out to the Freedy documentary, man. Speaking of shout out, man, it is a teacher in Tallahassee, Florida. Sounds familiar. She is a 23-year-old school teacher.
Already too young to be in there with them kids.
Why you say she's too young to be in there with
the
kids?
Clearly, if she making them type of damn decisions, she was too young. She ain't mature enough to be with the children if she let them do all that.
Okay, so let's read the article about it. It says, a woman identified as a teacher at Griffin Middle School in Tallahassee is facing charges for contributing to the delinquency of a minor for what court documents obtained by WCTV call an alleged role in organizing fights in her classroom. The documents note a school resource deputy was alerted on March 24th that students were being allowed to fight in 23-year-old Angel Footman classroom. School administrators was also shown videos purported to show several of the alleged fights taking place between March 22nd and March 23rd. According to documents, several sixth grade girls told detectives that they participated in planned fights during school hours, and they alleged they were invited back for additional fights.
Oh.
They also reported that Footman made statements including 30 seconds, no screaming, no yelling, no phones. See, she gave y'all the rules, and y'all still broke them.
Exactly.
I mean, God damn it. A detective indicates in a probable cause affidavit that he reviewed videos and identified Footman sitting on her desk, failing to intervene, and making statements including no screaming, no nothing, and stop pulling hair. The document also said no records of Footman reporting the fights to administrators were found. Footman told investigators she did not organize fights in any way, but failed to call for help or take quick action to stop the altercations or report them to administrators, according to court documents. She now faces four counts of contributing to a delinquency of a minor. Her arraignment is scheduled for May 4th. Man, we're going to say free the girl, man. You know what I'm saying? She out there making them audition for Creed 4.
She a monster.
She's not a monster. So you telling me you got two students that got a disagreement. Now, these are middle school kids, so you got to let them fight.
No, you don't.
Yes, they're going to fight
not
anyway.
Not in my class.
Listen. You letting them fight, getting it out the way.
And now you have no job.
And
you will never teach again. Never.
I think what she was doing was constructive. It was just like, it was a little against the rules.
It was all the way against
the rules. A little bit. But, you know, in the spirit of you know, trying to keep it real, giving kids, like, letting them scrap, I understand what she was doing. Because she was like, she from a fight.
So you going to give her a job or something?
I mean, listen, I would rehire her. If I was Griffin Middle School,
okay,
I would rehire her. You know what I'm saying? Because I think what she was doing, it probably kept, I bet you it wasn't, them fights could have been outside in the hallway and other teachers had to deal with it. She was like, no, I'm going to let them have it. They can handle it in here.
Okay.
And it was probably students that wasn't even in her class. They was like, yo, we can go to Miss Footman class and get it. We can bump, nigga, what's good? Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Handle the business.
And that's what happened. Too many of them knew that was the spot they could go.
And it's, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I hope she wasn't making any money off this.
Hey.
But just letting it happen.
I'm going to need her to have it, making some money off of it if I'm going to lose my job behind.
I appreciate what she was doing. She was telling them stop pulling the hat. She was teaching them how to fight. You know what I'm saying? Getting them ready, man. Like, hey, this woman should be saluted. Not fired. Not arrested or nothing. Okay. Arraigned. She did, because she was bringing back that spirit. Like, nobody got shot.
The spirit of what?
The spirit of just fighting. You know what I'm saying? Not just shooting niggas. These people, this probably cut down on a lot of shootings at that school. A lot of people didn't get shot.
Them little niggas wasn't going to come in that shooting.
Yeah, shit. These little motherfuckers shooting. And I appreciate what she's doing. So, listen, Miss Footman, hey, where the GoFundMe at, man? We got to start a GoFundMe for Miss Footman, and we're going to get her right, man. Because she's been wronged. And I think she needs a GoFundMe. They give GoFundMes to everybody. This is somebody that needs it because she was bringing back the spirit of the 80s.
The spirit of the 80s. Yes. Where we letting kids fight like animals.
But, I mean, they're going to fight anyway. But, look, nobody got in trouble. See, these kids could have fallen in the hallway and got suspended. She's like, no, I ain't going to tell nobody. Y'all come in here, get it in. Get it out y'all system. And then a lot of these people might be friends now because they got a newfound respect for this motherfucker they was down there fighting with. So like I said, what she was doing was good work. It just was a little against the rules.
We going to let you say your side, but that ain't what that is.
What is it then?
It is not responsible. Like, you're a freaking teacher. You ain't got no business letting the children fight. If the kids fighting, you should break it up. If you can't break it up, call them all.
Don't they tell y'all not to intervene as teachers? Don't intervene in a fight? Because you can. That's something. Think about it. You intervene in a fight, you catch a blow that wasn't meant for you. Now this kid in trouble for hitting the damn teacher. And so I'm saying, he ain't mean to do it. Your face just hit his hand.
Is that right?
Exactly. He was trying to swing for Ray Ray, but he didn't hit his favorite teacher. He like, damn, Miss J, I ain't even know that was you. You know I wouldn't even do you like that.
Yeah, but now you got to go to jail because you finna catch a charge.
See what I'm saying? You. But in Miss Footman class, she ain't even in the way. That's she right, letting us get it down. In.
She recording.
Yeah, she's sitting there. Hey, look, man, we got to get Miss Footman out, y'all. Let's start a GoFundMe. We got Miss Footman out of there, man. She ain't do nothing wrong, dog.
Okay.
She was doing community work. She
won't get one of my hard-earned dollars.
What if she gave him, like, boxing gloves and shit? You still be opposed to that?
Oh, yeah.
She gave him head gear and boxing gloves. You okay with that?
No. That's just not what we do. That's not what we stand for as teachers.
But.
It's not.
She's trying to calm the animosity down. And I think she found a way. We might need to look into what she's doing. Organized fights for middle school kids. I think they need to do a study at a school to see how does it, if you have organized fights at your school,
how does it impact
the overall, like, you know, the suspensions, you know, the animosity in the school? Because it'd be a lot of tension because niggas can't fight.
Uh-huh.
So if you let them fight.
Let them fight, they come into school and they all right with it.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, man, you don't feel, you want to get somebody like, yo, you call them out. They agree to come to the room. All right, bet. Let's get it in. 30 seconds. Yeah, that's all you need. And it's over with. Shake hands.
And go your way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm all for it. I ain't got no kids in middle school.
Exactly.
We're going to the moon again, Queen Jern.
Them people need to stop playing out there.
Hey, we got to go back to the moon, they said.
What you left out there?
We're studying it, the moon now. We need to know, like, they say it's like...
So they want to study it the whole time?
We want to study its water on the moon. I mean, come on, man. You know we never been... We didn't go to the moon in 69 now. We went in 72, I think. You know what I'm saying? But 69... Nah, we ain't been to the moon over 50 years, they said. So I think we went in 72. That was the last time we went to the moon. But yeah, they said they want to study the water. The moon is a record of the solar system history, they saying. They saying to harness resources to build lunar bases. And they saying lunar ice could be a fuel source. Lava tubes could be lunar shelter. So basically they're trying to colonize the moon, have a jumping spot to go to Mars or something like that. You know, if they can get like a space station, build something on the moon, then they can have a launch pad from there and they could go further. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we ain't went past the moon, I don't think, with humans. You know what I'm saying? Humans ain't been that far. So, you know, we're trying to go further. You know, that's what we're pushing out there. So we're going to see. Now, again, I don't believe we went to the moon in 1969. There's nothing you can say to make me believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now they might have went up there and placed some items up there since then to fool y'all. You know what I'm saying? But that first time, we ain't fucking go. So, Queen Germ, are you excited about them going to the moon?
No, I'm not. I don't even understand what's the purpose of them going out there. Like, what are you hoping to find? If you saying that you done played out there 50... I'm saying you saying to go launch further to see whatever. All this here, you talking about something. It could possibly be fuel for you to fuck up something else in the damn solar system. Like, I mean, like, you talking about something. Oh, yeah, go get some more resources. Go get some more shit that y'all can go and destroy it. No, why would you want to do that?
Hey, man, the moon. Y'all go up there, fuck the moon up. We're going to have some real problems down here. We're going to have some real problems.
So leave that stuff where it is.
Tides are going to be all crazy. We're going to have super-ass waves and shit. Like, come on,
But you talking about going out there because they can use this as fuel and this is that. No, the people need to leave well enough alone. That stuff is not for all of that. You done explored everything on this side. Mm-hmm. You done dug up everything. You done sucked out every damn good nutrients out of everything. Now you want to go and fuck up something else. But we supposed to be rooting you on to go up there and mess that up. Hey. And then you come back here and do what? We ain't got nothing.
Hey, man. They trying to... White people say they got to get away from niggas. They know niggas ain't going to come to space. And it's going to be one black man on this mission.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Good luck, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Because I think... Hey.
I wouldn't fuck around with
him. Hey, I'm just saying.
Hopefully nothing happens to the people. They all come back safely.
Hopefully nothing happens, but... We know the last time we tried to put a brother out there, what happened. Hey. I'm just saying.
You ain't nothing. You trash, nigga.
I am trash, but I'm just saying, brother, be safe. Like, damn, the odds are against this man. Like, they keep saying you the first black. Oh, shit. Like, it was another black man supposed to go out there, too.
Exactly.
Shout out to that anti-Aggie Ron McNair, man. Rest in peace, man. Shout out to Ron McNair, so... If you excited about them going to the moon, give me a hell yeah.
Hell no.
How important is it to be friends with your spouse?
That can be very key to you having a successful relationship, because if you are at least friends, that means y'all know how to communicate with each other. You can, you know, get along, you have fun together, you have some common interests. That would allow you to be able to build you know, a solid relationship, and definitely when life throws you some strange curves, you know, you're able to bounce back. Like, if you don't have no real foundation, and friendship would be one of those great things to build your foundation, you would really be in a bad space, because you don't even know, you know, the ins and outs of how this person deals with you, and then it's like you have a surface level relationship. So you want to have something that, you know, is going to stand the test of time. So friendship in a marriage would definitely be something that would allow you to have a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, because I feel like once, you know, the prettiness and handsomeness runs off, you know, when you get older, when you ain't doing it no more, you have to have something. I mean, old people don't be having sex.
I'm sure they do at least every now and then.
You don't want to no more. You get to that point. No, you don't. But
you
want to
at least let somebody touch on the thing.
That's,
I'm going to want you to touch it.
Like I was saying, so when you get old, you got to have something to fall back on. And I think that's where the friendship really comes into play. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, y'all really still like each other. Y'all have a good time. And, you know, you enjoy each other's company. Because you just seen the married couples where they just like, they can't stand each other
anymore.
They just be like, boy, I'm sick of looking at this motherfucker right here. But,
exactly.
And, you know, and they that commonality is gone, you know what I'm saying? So I really think, you know, being a friend helps, because one, friends build like that, what's that love called, where you just don't, unconditional love, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes you love your friends unconditionally. Like, yo, I know this nigga, he ain't right. But, you know, that's my nigga. That's my dog. Or, you know, I know this girl, she ain't right, but that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's just how you are. And so if you have that with your spouse, I feel like that's a real plus in your relationship. Because, you know, when the love is gone, you still look at her like, you know, that's my partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and even when, you know, even if the love ain't gone, y'all can still have that fun in your relationship. Y'all friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's important. You know, it doesn't just have to be love, but, you know, get to know your motherfucking person. You know, so get to know him. You know some stuff about him. You know how he like his whopper. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Queen Germ, how do I like my waffle? Uh-oh, put on the spot, y'all. Come on.
No pickle, no tomato.
Wrong.
No pickle, no onion.
Wrong.
What? No tomato, no onion.
There you go.
My bad, because I said it how I wanted it.
Exactly. You know. I was just like,
what? I'm like, no pickle, no tomato.
That's yours.
That's mine. Yeah. And I was just like, no onions.
No pickle.
Like, no onions, no tomato.
Ain't no fucking tomato. I don't see how y'all do that shit. That shit tastes like a squishy fucking apple. I'm cool. Want no fucking tomato on my fucking burger. That shit is nasty. I hate when they forget to take the tomato off and I bite into it.
And it's there.
Oh, God. You talk about ruining. Like, I don't even want to eat the burger no more because I only like them little tomato seeds on my shit. I don't. I just can't.
It's all in your mind.
I can't eat a raw tomato. I just can't. Unless they're diced up real. They got to be diced. I can't eat no fucking whole tomato. That shit is fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. And then raw onion is just like, they gotta be purple onions if they're gonna be raw. Or like Mexican onions, they be diced. So I can deal with a diced onion, you know what I'm saying? A slivered onion or whatever, you're chopped up, whatever. But I'm not eating a whole fucking onion. Like, you're not gonna get me to do that. Like, sorry, I'm not gonna do it. Cause I had an onion on a burger one time. I was like, that wasn't bad, but the fucking onion's too fucking big. Like, nah, I'm cool. But yeah, so your friend and spouse supposed to know how you like your Whopper, you know what I'm saying? Or how you like certain foods, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just how it is. Don't you think so?
I think so. I mean, at least know something.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the person, I mean, like, you be with somebody long enough, you ought to know some stuff about them.
Yes.
Like, come on. That's just showing that you're paying attention.
Yeah. Yep. Or you have a lack of communication if you don't. You know what I'm saying? So that's all the relationship advice we're going to give y'all. Because, you know, what do we know about relationships?
I know.
We've only been married for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
But what do we know? We're no experts. We're not ranked in the top 10 on good pods in relationships.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, not in the relationship thing. But, you know, take what we say with a grain of salt. Well, it's top 10 time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Top 10, y'all know how it is sometimes. We go from 10 to 1. Sometimes we go from 1 to 10. But it's always 10 things. And we ranking them. And this week, we're going to say, I saw this on Corey Dos Equis' page. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis. Man, shout out to Little Rock, man. They had a tough time. Had a tornado come through. I was gone out of the country, so I didn't know about it till late. So I didn't want to be one of those late Johnny come latelys and hit them up. Like, hey, man, y'all all right. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Little Rock, man. You know, hopefully everybody... it's safe out there. Bad tornado swept through the country last week. But, you know, Corey Dos Equis always keeping us laughing. And this one goes a little something like this. He's saying, you can tell a lot about a girl from what she's driving. So these are 10 traits of a woman according to the kind of car they drive. Follow me?
Follow you.
Okay. So a Nissan, say she messy. I agree. Nissan look like the kind of girls that, like, Altimas. If a girl drive an Altima, stay away from her. Mm. Stay away from her, fellas. She dangerous. She'll bust your windows.
She will?
Yeah, and her friend's going to be in the car with her. And Altima, messy. Honda, freaks. I believe that. They don't call it the baby mama Honda for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Honda. BMW, say they bougie. I agree with that. That's an accurate depiction. A girl driving a BMW, she definitely bougie. Definitely bougie. Benz. They say she hood as fuck, trying to be classy.
Oh.
I agree with that also. Because, you know, they like the name Mercedes Benz. No, I'm just saying. I can see that. I can see what they're saying.
Interesting.
A Toyota. Say she laid back. She probably smoked weed. Mm. Her car probably smelled like weed. She got a blunt in the ashtray. You know what I'm saying? Well, they ain't got ashtrays in cars no more. She got a little cup. With that little dollar store ashtray with a blunt in that motherfucker. I can see that. Chargers and Camaros. Now, they said she's possibly a stud.
Oh, wait a minute.
If she tried. I gotta say it. I agree.
I don't think so.
I agree.
I don't think so.
Studs be in the Chargers and the Camaros, dog. Like, that's the choice car for the stud. Like, yes. So, I agree. Say if she drive a Kia, she crazy as fuck.
gotta be crazy to drive a Kia. Who the fuck go out and buy a fucking Kia? Like, who does that? Who goes out and buy a Kia?
Maybe her name was
Who
Kia.
Wants a bootleg motherfucking Honda, a Toyota? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, A Chevy. Say she's sneaky as fuck.
Interesting.
Yes.
So I'm sneaky.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I agree with that one.
Oh, so what you saying then?
I ain't say nothing. Because I don't know nobody driving Chevy.
Okay.
Is your car Chevy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, nah, that's got to be wrong.
Yeah. You full of
it. Let's move on. Ford. Yeah. Ford.
Yeah, move on. Because I'm not sneaky.
Ford scammer. I agree. Ford scammer. Them little Ford Fusion girls, they look like scammers. Because you're driving a Ford Fusion.
So you need a scam?
Huh?
They need a scam? If
Mustang,
they
yeah. Up? What? Yeah, scammer.
Okay.
Shit, a Mustang scammer.
Mustang scamming too?
It's a Ford.
Oh, it sure is.
It is. Hyundai. She got a fucked up attitude. Of course.
Ooh.
Because she's driving a fucking Hyundai. That fucking car is terrible. Break it down on her. High ass shit at the goddamn, the
it's
damn.
It's terrible?
Man, listen, the parts, all labor, all that shit, expensive. That's why she got a fucked up attitude, because she in a fucking Hyundai. A Jeep. Says she acts innocent, but really pimping. I can see that. I can see that. Jeeps cost money to drive. Got them big ass tires on that motherfucker. She might have that goddamn Hellcat Jeep. So, yeah, I agree. No car. It says she for the streets.
Oh, them feet for the streets.
It says she because she always need a ride, so she hop in anybody car. She ain't, I agree with that. I agree. No car. She'll ride with anybody. And then they said she drive a Pontiac. She bipolar.
Oh, wait a minute. Now.
Hey, I agree. Who the fuck want? Who the listen? A Pontiac. A Pontiac. That's like a bootleg Chevy. Nah, who doing that?
It's
like
I don't know.
Who doing that?
You do what you
gotta do. You gotta be bipolar. So listen, I agree with most of these except for one. That's the only one I don't agree with. But other than that, this list is pretty fucking accurate. Pretty fucking accurate. Now, Queen Germ, do you agree with any of this?
No.
Why not?
I mean, because for one, what somebody driving don't have nothing to do with who they
it
are.
Does.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. It means that's what they can afford. That means that's what I can afford.
Hey, hey.
So to me, those characteristics don't have nothing to do with
you
what I can
drawn
afford.
To that car for a reason.
You were drawn to it because that was within your down payment and credit score.
Hey, man, just saying. You could have said no, but if you drive any of those cars, I'm going to say this list is pretty fucking accurate. Well, it's TV Talk time, y'all. TV Talk is where we talk about the shows we watch. And this week, man, we watch Power, Book 2, Son of Ghosts, Daughter of Tasha. No.
Son of Tasha.
Son of Tasha, Brother of Raina.
You sick.
Now the sole heir of the QCP. So listen, man, Power happened, man. Queenja, how you feel about this episode?
They getting a little close with this whole telling that Lauren is still alive.
Yep.
They kind of playing around with that. Hopefully she can keep still long enough for them to do what they need to do. And then them selling these drugs, now guns.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Hey, that lady, Noma, she just pushing all kind of shit on their ass. Kept telling them, this is what he was doing.
Yeah.
This is what he was doing.
You got to come through. You said you could do it, so.
If not, hey, this person's dying, you know what I'm saying? So, it's pretty funny with that, goddamn, that cop, what's his name? The one that carried...
Yeah,
Professor Milgram, that the cop that was in love with her, he ended up getting killed by Monet because they set him up to get to break into the house to get something, and then you know, goddamn,
they got to kill him.
Yeah,
they got to kill him because he ended up broken the house.
Mm-hmm. Because she made it look like it was a damn he attacked her or whatever like that. He been harassing her because they got records of him harassing her, and now he broke into her house, and so she done shot this motherfucker. So I still think this is gonna backfire on him some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? But who knows? Tariq finally got a car, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Tariq, his first car. He got a fucking car. So shout out to Tariq, man. He got him a damn BMW. Bougie as hell. You know what I'm saying? So Tariq got a car. They really think Lauren, like Effie, this whole thing about Braden not killing Lauren, what's his name? Kane is trying to get to the bottom of it.
He know, like, what's wrong with you?
He know Effie did it, and he feel like he gonna tell Tariq that they
and
did
now
it,
and they don't want Tariq to know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just that's all going on, and that pretty much was Power. Nothing else big happened. I guess Monet's putting pieces together that Lorenzo killed Zeke because she got the police report and seen something about how his fingerprint was at the scene or some shit like that. So. You know, she's about to, she's putting it all together because, you know, she ain't no dumbass.
Is she not?
Mm-mm. And so she's finna do that because she knows, you know, got a hand in everything. So that's pretty much the wrap up on Power, man. That's the, gave you the gist of it.
And then the brother, Drew, he done found him another boyfriend who's supposed to be like a play cousin.
Like his play cousin. I don't understand what it is with these niggas fucking with they play cousins and shit, man. That shit wild.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, goddamn.
Hey, all we can do is be thankful that it ain't the real cousin.
Exactly. But yeah, Drew, I mean, him and his love scenes, man, I could do without. And come to find out, Drew is not gay in real life.
I had all my money on the fact that he was straight, because I could tell, like.
How can you be straight? You sitting there necking with a nigga on TV.
People do what they got to do for them checks,
sorry,
honey.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I cannot do it. I'm not sitting there necking with no grown-ass nigga, not unless I was already gay. If I was already gay, I wouldn't have no problem doing it.
Yeah.
But I was a straight man. I don't understand how the Lil Murders and the Drews of the world get down. I just can't do it. Like, could you sit there and be with me as a man and act and I got gay scenes?
No, sir.
But I mean, at least there ain't no woman with you.
I mean, yeah, but then I don't know if you playing too good, I might be confused about what's going on.
Oh my, I'm an actor. I'm acting,
sir. Some things you shouldn't be comfortable doing. So if I see you having too much fun with it, I'm gonna have to think that's already in you.
Oh shit!
Ain't no going back.
So yeah, man. So that's all for Power, man. Abbott Elementary happened. What happened this week on Abbott? What was the story? It was Greg got teacher of the whatever year.
And they was making this big thing about it, and he doesn't like all of that fanfare.
Yeah, and it was all about just
using him basically
for
as
diversity. Yeah, they was using like, oh, we got a Mexican person here, a black person here, or an Italian person here. Like, it was them for, you know, propaganda, PR looks and everything like that. Because he was just like, I only been teaching like for a year.
How can be the teacher of the year or whatever?
Yeah.
So,
and they was like, nigga, you
winning it early for when you should win it, and they not going to give it to you. That's basically what
they deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he got up there and, you know, praised everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's come to the school, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was just the story on Abby. Of course, Mr. Johnson. Oh, yeah, and then Barb, she had to take a class to recertify her teaching, or she wasn't going to be able to teach again, so she had to take all this new age. Like, it's basically looking at Barb like the times is changing, the writing's on the wall.
It's time for you to
hang it up. Like, I remember last year when she was at the zoo, and the little whatever animal was like, after so many years, he was gone.
He had to take him out.
And she was just like, dang, it ain't gonna happen to me. So it's just looking like the writing's on the wall for Barb. But, you know, she's so good in the story. I don't know how they're gonna do her retirement.
She gonna stay there. She gonna be there for a while.
She's gonna have to deal with all the new changes. You know, Mrs. Schmitty, she kind of, no, she was helping Greg out.
Yeah, because she had to do the introduction for Greg.
Yeah.
To get the award.
And she basically took a Jalen Hurts speech and changed it to, like, you know, for Greg. Because she's a big Eagles fan. And then Janine was all in her feels because some of her parent came in and like blamed her.
She
was the worst
teacher
because her son be cutting up in her classroom. You know, I was just like, I don't understand it. How you going to blame me?
Yeah. Like, she telling the teacher, you can't control a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old. Yeah. And I'm like, nigga, your kid don't know how to act. And you let him come out the house like this, and you need to get him under control.
Yes, that's on you, Mom. That's on you. So that's all Abbott Elementary. We started watching Love is Blind, season 4, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We started watching that, and it's kind of interesting to see these people maneuver their ways to get this proposal from these people that they never met and talked through a wall, and then see the games they playing, because when I seen that black nigga break down because that white girl played,
I'm talking about crying.
This nigga broke fucking down, nigga. This nigga doing the shaking, crying and shit. Nigga was over there just, oh my, ain't no fucking way.
I'm having a hard time.
Crying in front of a room full of niggas.
My thing is crying after knowing somebody for 6 days.
Broke him down, nigga. Like, then he was, Nigga, then it was like, nigga, you said you was feeling somebody else anyway, and then you let her talk you out of that, and then she,
and then nigga, she played
put you,
you
down, nigga. Like, you had broke your ass down, and then the nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, then she left you for a love, man. So y'all gotta watch that shit, man. It's interesting if you like the reality TV type shit, man. We're gonna keep watching. We'll let you know how far we got on the next one. It's time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show, and that's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it right here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We ain't get no Oscar nominations, but every week we come here and we do this for y'all. This week the situation goes a little something like this. Spouse has a gambling problem. Now, Queen Jern, we all been there. Seen a spouse on TV, or a man or a woman with a gambling problem, and they got to go home and tell the wife they lost the money. Or tell the husband they lost the money. Queen Jern, who would you like to be in the situation? The one with the problem or the one addressing the problem?
I don't mind. I'll be the one with it.
Okay, that's a new one. That's a new one. All right, well, here we go. Action. Damn, baby, where you been?
Man, I was...
Should I be able to hit your fucking phone up, man? Where the fuck you been, man? These goddamn kids been goddamn... Man, calm down my ass. I was supposed to be out of here. I was asking where to be.
Okay,
I've been calling your motherfucking phone for hours. Where the fuck you been?
I was playing some running some tickets, and I was on a machine.
Don't tell me you're down at the goddamn casino again, man.
I'm trying to win us some money.
Nigga, you ain't been winning shit. You got a fucking problem. I keep telling you, stay away from that goddamn casino. I done called them people and told them not to let you in that motherfucker no more. You ain't here blowing all your goddamn money. Every goddamn week you get paid, you go straight to the casino before you come fucking home. Exactly. What the fuck is going on?
Because I need to win this money.
You need to win what? You need to stop wasting fucking money, because it don't like you winning shit. Like, this is bullshit every fucking week.
So when you won that goddamn casino.
Nigga, that was 4 years ago.
Nigga,
look, that baby right there was goddamn two when you hit for that 10 bands. You ain't hit for shit since. You done lost over 10 bands since then. They done got all that back. But you keep running your ass down into that goddamn casino.
And I'm going to keep running there down there.
What
the fuck? Because I'm going to keep going until I win. Man, and I know I manifested that thing. I'm seeing it. I know that I can get this money.
You know what? You gonna manifest us out this goddamn house. I know that. You keep wasting your motherfucking money.
You gotta trust the process, nigga.
You keep saying that shit. The process is getting us behind. They put eviction notices on our goddamn door every motherfucking 2 months.
You good.
Because I'm sitting here thinking I'm giving you money to pay the motherfucking bills and shit. You running down there to the goddamn casino. Like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you.
You can't stay away from the golden motherfucking nugget.
When I feel... that this machine is going to give me what I need.
I don't want to hear
that
shit. I
got to sit there till the machine gives me what I need. And I'm trying to wait for my big payday.
You spending my money. This shit crazy. You got a motherfucker. If you were just spending your money, I would be okay with it. I would be like, look, she can do what she want to do. But when I give you money to pay bills, you go run down there to the goddamn casino.
How about you pay the bill yourself and still give me a little something?
I ain't giving you shit. Because you got a fucking problem. You know what? I'm going to give you the damn number to Gamblers Anonymous. That's what the fuck I'm going to give your motherfucking ass. What you need.
I'm telling you, if you just relax.
I'm just putting all these bills in my name now.
Yeah, but put them on your name.
I ain't letting you pay shit from now on. I'm putting them auto pay on your card. Uh-uh. These shit's coming out. Yeah, you still going to pay your part. I ain't paying all the bills. You going to pay them. We putting this shit on auto pay on your card. Because you need to get some goddamn, you need to reel yourself in.
But what you need to do is this. You have to trust the process. You have to let me be. You have to let me go.
You know what process
I
trust?
I got to do.
This process of goddamn eviction they keep telling us. You going to trust that process?
We not going to get evicted. The people ain't going to evict us. Been here too long for them to evict us.
Yeah, and they want us out, this motherfucker, because you ain't paying. I bet they didn't send your ass to that goddamn casino. You owe them, but you in a casino spending dollars. What kind of shit is that?
It's the kind of shit I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
Because if I could get that money.
You better be willing to do a lot of shit when they kick us out, this motherfucker. We on the motherfucking streets.
That'll change everything.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. So, Queen Jern, what would you do if you had a spouse that had a gambling problem like that? That was just...
I mean, if it was to the point where you spending bill money, I just feel like I would have to take your what you call it, debit cards and stuff. Because anything else, we going to be in the hole. Like you said, we going to be on the hole. We going to be on the streets.
Yeah.
We going to be out there. So if we want to avoid them type of carrying on, you're going to have to stop the money supply. So if I got to go and put you down and say, hey, you going to sit here and let me put my banking information on here for the direct deposit and I get all the money, then that's what it's going to be. And then if you want to go gamble, I give you $20 on a Friday. You know that all I got is this $20. When the $20 run out, then that's over.
That ain't enough, though. Hey, I work hard for my money. Okay. I need 300. Money, I need 300.
That's only if we got it in the budget. Nah, if that ain't in the budget, I got it in the budget.
I got it in the budget.
I can't do nothing with it.
I got it in the budget. I was like, nigga, it's there. Nigga, I know what's in there. Give me my $300.
Nah. I mean, because at the end of the day, we have to be responsible. Like, sometimes you might do something stupid, but you ain't going to say, I got a gambling problem to where, okay, I'm gambling every single pay period. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if I have money to buy food or pay bills.
I'm doing that before I go home. Exactly. So whatever I go home with,
that's what I'm going to pay the bills with.
Yeah.
And that's how
I go home with $30, I got $30.
We going to make that work.
Hey, that's it. So, I mean, make it happen. Nigga, we eat spaghetti for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Make you get $30, we get a big pot. Nigga, big pot. You know what I'm saying?
Not a big pot, though. People going to be sick of spaghetti by the time you finish with the damn gamble.
Oh, well. Oh, you're going to be full, though, goddamn.
Hey, you right about that now.
You're going to be full. Tune in next week, see what we do for you. Time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Over here, we read rap lyrics in our office voice, our professional voice, our white voice, our black voice, our congested voice. But we make sure we read the lyrics. Queen Germ, it's your turn. Are you ready? Do you have something prepared for us this week?
I do have something prepared.
Okay, well, let's
hear it. What were you asking like that for?
I was just asking. That's how I ask every week. I ask you a question. When is your turn? So, whenever you're ready, Queen Germ, you can lace us with those lyrics.
Some say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh, then the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry. Dry your eyes. Never let up. Forgive. But don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And of course, you know, that's the first verse off of Keep Your Head Up by Tupac.
Pac in the building.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Okay. Well, shout out, come check us out next week. It's my turn. See if we pull out the hat, man. You know. She'll pull Pac out on us. That's dope. It's HBCU Confessional time. HBCU Confessional. If I go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and read them, Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Got some head from this girl I met on Tinder. She hopped out the car and texted me that trans throat is different, huh? I'm down bad, for real. This is an L I gotta take. But I'm done with the swiping pipe apps forever. Texas Southern. Queen Germ, react.
Now, I don't know how I want to feel about this. Because first of all, you telling me that the nigga ain't had no Adam's apple and you didn't notice. I mean, you just let people suck your dick, basically. You don't care who mouth is on it as long as there's something on it. Because to me, I would have had to inspect the person. Because how likely is it that somebody just hopping in your car and they sucking your dick and they don't know you? Like, that's what...
I mean, they met on Tinder. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he met on Tinder. They probably got up. You know, it was what it was. And then when she hopped out the car, she hit up and like, yo, that trans though different, ain't it? Like
it should be. Like I said, you got the damn Adam's apple down there. Something to hit that shit.
The jaw looks stronger.
Yeah, that suction. That's that gulp gulp. You say the other one be the 3,000. I guess it damn 5,000. Going and pull that thing in there.
Well, no.
I don't know either.
But if you got your meat sucked by a trans man, trans woman, or whatever, hit us up. We'll read it anonymous.
Yeah, we won't tell your business.
I just want to know, do it hit different? How
that shit go?
Yeah, like let us know.
What that trans mouth do?
Yeah, what it do? Like, we want to know. Like, is it, do it hit different? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey. They see that shit.
I mean, you can email us anonymously and tell us this. Or you can call in, you know what I'm saying? Let us know, disguise your voice, and just tell us, you know, what it was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Nobody know who you are if you call in. You know what I'm saying? So just call in, let us know, man.
Enlighten us.
Yes, enlighten us. Is it a difference? You had to have a man and a woman. You're not eligible. You just can't go up there. I don't want the people just calling in. Nah, man, ain't no way a man mouth could be better than a woman. Nope. You ain't. How you know?
And if you're not willing to release that information, don't give us no comment.
Don't give us no comment, nigga. If you ain't willing to, you know what I'm saying, to bare your soul or tell your truth, you know what I'm saying? We want to know. So, yeah. So, shout out to old boy. Yeah, is it an L? You got your dick sucked. That's what you set out to do that night.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I have to believe you came since you feeling some type of
way. Yeah. Like, hey, niggas in his feels for real. Nigga, yo.
I was going to call her back.
Like, damn.
I mean, you still can.
Yeah, that's fucked up, though. Do you like that?
But I don't believe that people be doing them like that.
I mean, if you just suck my dick, and you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I don't know.
So you letting the trans?
No, I'm not letting them do nothing. I mean, I can see how a nigga can get beat, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can see.
Because y'all niggas don't see shit. Like, you sat there and like, this person was not as old as they was. Y'all, I don't know what the fuck y'all be looking at. I see niggas all the time be like, oh, this person this old? I didn't think she was this old, nigga. If somebody slim or somebody short, y'all miss all the signs. Nobody hands look no younger than their birth certificate say they are. Nobody get nothing, no shit done to their hands. So if you look at a nigga hands, even with lotion on, they look how old them people is. So it's no mistaking it. Just look at the hands. Look at the feet. Them wrinkles that's on there, they tell you everything you need to know. But y'all be looking at, oh, well, she got this going on. Titties big or this, that, the third. Now, you done forgot. Oh, she look like she should be younger than that. Oh, she that old? She got a kid that's 30? Yes, because the bitch is 50-something.
Oh, damn.
That's what it is. But niggas don't never know. So that's what I'm saying.
I thought one of them was her husband.
Yeah, and the nigga was her son. And you sitting there right there thinking that. And he ain't even the oldest son. The oldest son was the one with his head down in his damn chest.
Oh, Lord.
But you sit over there acting like, now say, that's how your niggas get caught up with the trans. Because you ain't looking at the people damn shit. You looking at everything else other than the things that could tell you that the person wasn't born a man. Because it ain't nothing you can overcome with that now. And I don't give a damn what the people give you. They can give you all the medication and all the surgeries that you want. You will always know. Y'all are like, oh, it's a pretty person. Or they really can pass for a girl, but it's something about them. That Y chromosome did not disappear. So the shit is in them. So if you look hard enough, you will know what you're dealing with. Now, some people don't want to know what they're dealing with. And that's some shit you need to address with yourself. Don't go lying on these people talking about something. They ain't tell you or you couldn't tell that they was.
Hey, what if I couldn't?
You knew.
What if I couldn't tell? Like, I was like, yo.
Like I said, you ain't want to tell because you ain't want
just like
to
tell. A woman. She looked just like a woman.
Yeah, but didn't.
All she did was suck me off. Like, I mean, what I was supposed to know?
Yeah.
All these surgeries they got out here. Like,
you
knew something.
You telling me somebody giving you head, you ain't grab them.
What if I just grabbed their boonkie or whatever titties, like that?
You ain't
what if
grab
she got titties?
You ain't grab between their legs. What if, all that stuff done
she,
got fixed.
What if she told me, like, oh, my period. But I suck you off. And I'm like, I mean, all right. You know, I can see how a nigga get caught up.
Yeah, you can see how a nigga get caught up, but a nigga want to get caught up. That's the thing you need to understand.
He just want his dick sucked.
Yeah, and don't mind who. So don't go out here lying, trying to act like it wasn't what you wanted it to be. You was cool with him sucking it. So
like,
let him suck it, and don't go around here putting no bad name on him.
And then vice versa. Don't be out here out with me either, Trent. You know what I'm saying? You suck my dick one time, whatever, you know, and then, you know, you told me, I kept it low. Next thing you know, you out with me on Facebook in front of my granny and shit. You like, yo, This nigga out here like getting dick sucked by, you know, by me and shit. You just like, man, what the fuck you do that shit for? Like, goddamn. So, you know, stop outing each other on both sides. If you out there, you know that nigga ain't lying on you when he said he sucked your dick. You get mad, want to fight the nigga and shit.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like, you know, he betrayed you and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You mad because he out with his girlfriend and you spoke to him and he was just like, he played you to the left.
Oh, what up?
Oh, you ain't lying.
Oh, so now you can't speak to a nigga, but when I was sucking your dick,
yeah, don't
you was fat. Wait, yeah, what? Like, what?
Just chill. Don't y'all stop doing that to each other, man. So, you know.
Good gracious. See what happens when the dog come to the light.
So. Yep.
Y'all
you know, on. You know, if I ain't, you know, comfortable out there, you know, just don't say nothing. I just think that's fair on both sides.
Yeah, respect it.
Respect on both sides, man. Let's keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100 for the people?
Oh, yeah. My keep it 100 this week is, black is a whole lot of things. But one thing I definitely will have to say, being black is exhausting.
100.
It's nothing that I would trade for any other nationality. Of course, I couldn't anyway if I wanted to. But it's like, we make this thing harder than it has to be. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about other people, they don't sit there and, like, question and harass each other about being black enough or somebody not doing this right. And I mean, like, it shouldn't be rules to being you. Like, if I said some shit, I said some shit. Like, me being black don't mean I can only subscribe to this type of ideology. And I should only believe in this, or I should only...
Why not? Black people are monolith, you know that, right? I mean, all of us are the same.
And we can't be, because we have so many variations of our blackness in our DNA. Like, hell. So you couldn't tell me that I have to believe in this, or I have to support in that. It's not. It's not okay, because at the end of the day, if we really fighting the cause... We should be fighting against everybody else. We divide ourselves and now we have no power. So the fact that we're black, we should be supporting all things black. And it's nothing against if I don't agree with what the main idea of what somebody thinks it should be today. But at the when we look at the whole grand scheme of things, we should not be like, oh, you gotta feel this way about an issue simply because of the fact that you're black. I don't, because some shit we do is ridiculous. And I should be able to say, your business sucks, and you black, you should take it for what it is and get your stuff together. I shouldn't have to make you feel good. I shouldn't have to spend $20 on your food, and the shit ain't worth $5. Now, I'm going to let you know that you might have got this $20, and this the last $20 you're going to get, because until your shit get on point, I can't give you my money just because you black. And then some shit I will support because I might believe in the dream. But if I don't, and I say so, don't get mad at me. And don't be trying to tell me that I ain't black or I ain't doing this right and I'm not doing that right simply because of the fact that I don't agree with some bullshit you agree in. And then if so, help me to understand what your argument is. Don't tell me I ought to believe it or I ought to know it and this and the third. Use it as a teachable moment. Mm. Don't be sitting around here trying to pass judgment on somebody. Nobody knows everything. So help me. If you believe that strongly in your cause, help me understand why it's important. Help me understand why I should feel the way you feel about it. Maybe I will become more passionate about what you're talking about. But other than that, fuck that shit. Y'all ain't gonna weigh me out because I'm black 365 days of the year. Ain't shit nobody can do about it. And you're not gonna tell me how I got to navigate my life being black when it's all this shit that I got to deal with. So you're not gonna tire me out. I'm not gonna be exhausted, but being black can become very exhausted. Mm. Especially fucking around with you niggas.
Dang. My keep it 100 go a little something like this. Vacations without kids are the best.
100.
And what I mean by that is, when there's no kids around you, when you're on vacation, you have an awesome time. But when there are kids around, time is not that much. It's not that enjoyable. Because
really, dude?
I don't even talk about my kids. I'm talking about other people's kids.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this last, when we went on, it was too many fucking kids.
The kids was running all over the people, please.
Just and they were just running amok. They were just unsupervised. They were loud, unruly. they were just fucking out. And it made me realize, like, I don't want to go anywhere on vacation
with
that many kids. Like, so, people, if you got kids at home, talk to them so they're not one of these kids I'm talking about, because I was like...
Well, don't bring the kids if you know they don't know how to act when they left to themselves. Because I don't understand. They got on the boat on Monday. The parents must have told them they ain't going to see them again until Saturday, because they was running all over the doggone people police. And people had to put barricades over certain areas just to keep them from running through there acting crazy.
I mean, it was fucking ridiculous. Goddamn kids, boy. The motherfuckers was just... It was disgusting.
I mean, the kids was cussing like they was grown. Fighting. And some of them was probably like 10 and 11 years old.
Just everywhere. Just nasty. Coughing and shit. Touching shit. That's why I ain't eating the motherfucking the little buffet thing. Because every time I see a little nasty kid do something nasty, I lose my appetite. I said, well, back to the burger place. Because only one person touches my food.
Exactly. The man behind the damn screen. Mm-hmm. He can hand me my plate and I'm good with that all day long. All that free fall, this freestyling shit, I can't get with that.
Air shit just sitting out in the air, people walking by, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Now, when you get up early enough and you can get to the thing on, like, when they first open up.
Yeah.
If you're getting that's early, all right.
Yeah, but after about 30 minutes. Oh,
it's a done deal.
Yeah, you know, everybody been touching on everything. Like, I'm talking about, I'm seeing motherfuckers with dripping wet hair straight from the pool. They just sitting there just plopping.
Swinging the head. Like,
swinging
the head,
the water going. I'm just like, nah. I mean, I lost my appetite so many times. You know what I'm saying? Just like, well, you know, I wasn't going to eat no fucking pizza. Cause
yeah, I didn't eat any pizza.
Who the fuck want to do that?
And I actually love pizza, but I wasn't even, yeah, I wasn't fucking yeah. No pizza so that whole
if you're going to cruise, Virgin Cruise Lines, kid free. And that, you know, that's something I would look into. Or I just think I went at a bad time because, like I said,
it's
spring break.
Spring break for most people.
And so, you know, I just won't go no more during that time. Ever again. Ever. Ever. So.
That's what we going
to include me in a cruise around spring break.
You know you're not going.
I'm not going. I'm telling you, I have to decline. I don't care if you pay for it yourself.
Oh.
Not going. Winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes, my winners this week would be the LSU women's basketball team.
Winner!
On their win of the 2023 NCAA National Championship. This is the first time in their school history that they won this, made this accomplishment. And of course, y'all know they had lots of good players. Lots and lots of good players. I applaud all the young ladies. But of course, like I say in my, greetings at the end, my shout outs that I gotta represent for the people from the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. So you know I gotta shout out Flajay Johnson, cause she's on that team doing a darn thing. And when I tell you, I'm just so proud to know this girl from the hometown, and I gotta turn up for her. So she's my winner along with her teammates. She's born in Savannah, Georgia. Somebody always got to be a motherfucking hater, and that would have to be this nigga right here, because you're going to make me call you some other stuff. But as usual, King Germ got to fuck up what I got going on. Let me see what I'm going to say. Okay? And I said my winner, you have yours.
Go ahead.
I did.
You finished?
Yeah.
So shout out to the LSU Lady Tigers. All right. My shout out go a little something like this, man. Shout out to A Trucker's Mind podcast, man.
Winner!
A Trucker's Mind podcast just celebrated their 5th year of podcasting, and they haven't missed a week consecutive. 5 years straight. Every week, A Trucker's Mind has dropped a show. And that is a motherfucking accomplishment right there. Through everything, through all the ups and downs of life, they bring a show out every week. And I have to tip my hat to those guys over there. Shout out to Eddie and K-Fings. Y'all got a good show. Go check them out. A Trucker's Mind podcast. These two funny brothers out of Bakersfield, man. Please go check them out, man. Got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yeah. My loser this week is, I guess, going to be Caitlin Clark.
Loser.
Apparently, she had...
Caitlin was balling. How's she a loser?
She a baller. She might be balling, but the fact that she was allowed to have aggressive ball play, whereas the other little young lady, Angel, wasn't able to have, have that same ability. Like, how could you think that that's not appropriate?
I mean, well, you know, you can't do a white girl in public. You can't.
Yes, you can. And that's the thing. Y'all wanna allow the dynamics to be, oh, a black girl do something, she aggressive. Grimy. And she exactly, she aggressive. But then the white girl does the same thing. Oh, she got the fight in her. She's this, she's that. She's doing the darn thing. And that's the way the game's supposed to be played. Anything that they want to do is that. And so what basically, she might lose it because she basically exploiting her whiteness to where you want to be able to do what you want to do. And you feel like nothing is wrong with it. And then you try to play the little pity role when the people try to act like, oh, she needed to be protected or somebody allowed her to be done wrong. So no, she, Miss Clark, you not finna be somebody who's being put on a pedestal and your team lost. So you definitely my loser. So fuck you.
Damn. Damn, Caitlin. All she did.
Yeah. So all that. Your team a loser, you a loser, and hey, maybe better luck next time. But learn from the game. Don't be around here playing into these other people's hands. She could have spoke up and said, "Oh no, I didn't have a problem with it. I did it to her. I did it to them. Whoever."
She said, "Winners get to celebrate how they want
to." Yeah, and leave it like that.
Yeah.
But no, you want to play into the damn bullshit and act like you a victim, and you know good and goddamn well you ain't no victim. You might be mad because you lost. But other than that, that's it. Get over it.
Man, well, my loser goal looks something like this. Sticking to the theme of women's basketball, my loser is Jill Biden.
Loser.
Why is Jill Biden my loser? No, not because she's married to Joe.
Don't do that, see?
Not because she's married to Joe. But because she wanted to let the losing team, which was the, I think, Purdue Boilermakers, right? She wanted to invite them to the White House also. Now, y'all know the White House is usually reserved for the winners of the championships. Never has a loser been invited. And so Jill Biden thought it was a good idea because it was such a good game and the highest scoring women's game of all time and, you know, championship game of all time. And she was like, they fought so hard that they should be invited too. And motherfuckers went in. So much to the point that she had to change her statement, say, no, we're just going to invite LSU. We're not going to invite the losers. So, Jill Biden, you're my loser for even suggesting that. Further showing.
They're too old to be in
that. This is an incompetent couple in the White House. But those are my losers. Queen Jern?
Oh, Lord.
It's not the time of the show where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And, of course, my girl KY No Jelly and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout-outs go to something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Monika RT3. My nigga J. Will, CG24, Texas T, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Nanita, we got everybody over at that site, Dot Claw, all the gang, we got my No Ma'am gang, got Dom, Dot, all the crew. We got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. We got Eclectic and the EDP. We got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. We got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. We got Mad Static, Beat Rhymes and Body Slams. We got Dr. Bracer Show. We got JR from WVN Commonplace. We got Jay Christian from the Cognac Room. We got the Mind Triggers Podcast. We have Big Smash, Dale P. We got Morio Sound of My Voice. We got Roddus, Roddus Live. We got Shan Chambi Podden. We got come on, keep naming names, Germ. We got What the Shit. The Raw Sex Podcast. Anybody, any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Well, Queen Germ, another show is in the books. We've done the show. We've done our ratings. Oh, no. We've done the show. We've done our shout-outs. Now it's time to do the ratings. Time to rate your show, Queen Germ. What you give it?
Hey, I've been to Jamaica. I done tried some new shit. I done apparently got congested. And I done enough to see that I had a good time. The show was good tonight. And I think I'm drunk. So I'm gonna rate this show a 9.
All right. Well, considering all the trouble we had last week, just getting there, going home, considering the late nights, the early mornings, the hustle and bustle of everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna give this show an 8 because Kobe wore 8.
Okay.
And I'll be remiss if I didn't tell y'all this before we left. So while we was leaving West Palm, we got to see the Trump plane.
Oh my God.
Listen, we seen 4-5 plane, dog. The Trump planes. We saw it with our own 2 eyes. Well, 2-4 eyes because Queen Jerry got 2 eyes
too. Awesome, yeah.
So Queen Jerry was like, "You look too excited about this." I was like, "That's the, that's the Trump plane, my boy. That mean my boy's around here somewhere. You know what I mean? He's around."
Yeah.
Because when we was going to Miami, we flew over Mar-a-Lago. So I was like, "Oh, shit, there's Mar-a-Lago right there." I was like, oh, shit.
You know, excited.
Hey, just saying. Real celebrity in the building, man. So don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast by going to Frocast.com or on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's all you gotta do. Don't forget to call in. Tell us about your man mouth situation.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? We want to know. But you gotta have both of them now.
Gotta so be able to
call in, send an email. We want to know. Well, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And it's the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com